This podcast is brought to you by my own Emotional Workouts for Your Well-Being training program. If you have no idea what that is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program. But instead of doing 100 squats, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Think workouts, but for your well-being, backed by thousands of years worth of philosophy. When I was starting out in life, I would have benefited so much by having someone like Rumi or Plato or Aristotle to just be there by my side and coach me so I could design a life that was meant for me. Unfortunately, that's not available. Emotional workouts are the closest thing to just that. As you navigate through your life, emotional workouts remove all that stuff that gets in the way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. You can check it out at emotionalworkouts.com. Again, it's emotionalworkouts.com. Okay, on to the show. Welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to talk about something that I think is one of the most important ideas and so rarely talked about. What is the only thing that we do all day long? We breathe in and out, right? And our heart is beating. A couple of things that we might take for granted because we really don't have to do anything. It just happens on its own, thankfully. But here's the thing. The breath that we're taking as we get older, there are these little tiny constrained breaths in our chest, at the top of our chest, the bottom of our neck. It doesn't take advantage of our full ability to take a deep breath. You might say to me, well, who cares, right? But here's why you should care. Pranayama breathing techniques, it dates back thousands of years and it comes from the Sanskrit word literally translated to mean breath or life force, meaning prana is your life force and yama is control. So life force controlled. And here's the thing, like when we're stressed out, right? We're having a bad day. What do we all do? We take these deep sighs, breaths. We try to we experience it in our breathing. What if you could learn a quick technique, super simple, try to 30 seconds in a day, and it would literally change your mood, give you more energy, and reduce stress instantaneously. If you're in, here's what I want to show you today. I'm a yoga teacher. This changed my life, and it is the most simple thing to do when life is just getting a little too consuming. So if you're sitting down somewhere, that's great. If you're driving, no problem. If you're standing up, it would be great if you could find somewhere to sit down. Just take a moment and notice your breath. Just notice where it is. For most of us, it's in the top of our chest. See if you can bring your breath and your awareness down into your abdomen. Is your stomach breathing in and out? Are you breathing into the sides of your rib cage? Are you breathing into your back? Because our lungs actually fill up the entire rib cage, and yet we only breathe in the one little piece. It's like we have access to this massive balloon in our chest, and we're only taking advantage of an inch when we could fill up, a half of a foot. So the goal of breath retention, pranayama, is to learn how to breathe again, to fully take an inhale and an exhale. So take your attention to the lowest part of your stomach, and think about breathing into that area first, expanding and opening into your stomach and allowing the breath to inhale into your chest, into the lower parts of your chest and your side. And I know it takes a while to learn how to breathe into your back, but imagine some breath going into the backside of your rib cage and then slowly breathing up into the top part of the chest, all the way up through the neck, and then exhaling and reversing the process. So exhaling, releasing it first from the top of the chest, then the rib cage, front, side rib cage, back, all the way down to the stomach, exhaling, squeezing all the air out of your abdomen, all the way down to the lowest part of your stomach. And inhaling, you just repeat. Try that 1, 2, 3 times. Take 10, 15 seconds. I promise you, if you even do it twice, you'll feel better. If you could each time see if you can extend the breath a little further. So the first time you do it, you may notice the breath lasts 5 seconds. the next time it lasts 10 seconds. And you can really slow down the breath and slow down the inhalations and the amount of air you bring into your body and exhaling slower and slower. And each time your breath is extended and more intentional and controlled. Pranayama, life force with control. Hope this was helpful, changed my life. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, hit subscribe. Thanks so much. Every little bit counts.